Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Sism.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. It is another gorgeous Monday in Louisiana. I hope wherever you are, the weather is just as beautiful, and hope that you are getting a chance to enjoy that while you're building your fantastic legacy business, because, you know, it's more about just more than just leaving a legacy. It's about living your legacy. So hopefully you have some time to get out there and enjoy. Actually, yesterday, I've been traveling quite a bit. I was back in town yesterday and went with some friends and my husband to Lafayette and saw the Clydesdale horses. My husband works for a company that's owned by the Budweiser distributor in Lafayette, Louisiana. And wow, I've never been up close to a Clydesdale. Those things are monsters. I can completely see why they call them gentle giants now. Huge, beautiful animals. And so I hope that you are getting to enjoy the fruits of your labor from all the work that you do all week long, or whatever that looks like for you. A couple of quick things for us to do before we get started. I would love for you to be sure that you are connected with us through a couple of different things. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/decisiveminds, or always for this wonderful radio network, find them at facebook.com/toughtalkradio. You can join us by phone at 347-989-1363. That's 347-989-1363. We would love to hear from you. And then absolutely not least, it is to find us on iTunes. You can find us at Take Action, Get Profits on iTunes.com. And, you know, so we've been in conversations over the last few weeks about how to utilize speaking to get noticed, get seen, get out there, get new clients, all of those great topics. And we've spoke a couple of weeks ago on how to put together your speaker sheet. Last week we talked about talk descriptions, how to get those pieces together for your speaker sheet. And this week I really wanted to have a conversation with you about, you know, how do you know, a lot of times the question people ask me is, how do I know what to offer from a speaking gig, right? What should you be doing? Are you selling something? Are you trying to get them to just schedule an appointment on your calendar? What does that look like? And so I actually created a video and a download to help you with this, and I'll tell you how you can get that in a few minutes. But I just wanted to start by, you know, kind of having a conversation about, what does it look like? How do you determine your call to action from a speaking engagement? And I believe that you have to really look at three things. Number one, you want to look at how long you are speaking, right? So what is the length of this presentation? Is it a one-hour presentation from the stage, or maybe a webinar or teleseminar? Do you have 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes? There's so many different varieties. You might be going for a speaking engagement at a luncheon where you only have, you know, you might be given 10 minutes, you might be given 30 minutes. So the first thing is to get clear on how long you're going to be speaking, because the less amount of time, the lower price or possibly free your offer should be. The second thing is to look at, you know, how familiar this audience is with you. Is it somewhere where you network often, or have you spoken there multiple times? Have they been doing lots and lots and lots of promotion about you? You know, so you want to be looking at how long the audience has known you. What is their familiarity with you? And then the third thing is, you know, how long have you been delivering on this specific talk? So, you know, if it's something brand new to you, you might want to be looking at maybe, you know, some free version of something in the beginning, right, to let you kind of work through the kinks and find the places where the talk engages and becomes engaging. So when we look at those three pieces, then we want to look at you know, what are, how do we add this together and what does it look like? So let's say, for example, you get invited to do a 10-minute luncheon, right? They're going to bring you in, the luncheon is an hour long, and they have a 10-minute guest speaker spot, or 20 minutes. Or maybe you come on this radio show and you've got 20 minutes, right? A very short amount of time that's heavily focused on your topic. What I find to work best is anytime I am in that 10 or 20 minute slot, I'm not normally selling something. Normally my call to action is to give something away, to use my freebie. Whether that is, you know, maybe a free report or a free video series or the first chapter out of a book that I've got online, something that they're going to opt in for. Maybe they fill out a form in the room saying, yes, I want to have a strategy session with you, a free conversation with you about how you work with people. Something in those lines, that would be where I would start if I were doing a 10, 20, maybe even a 30-minute talk if the talk is really brand new, right? So remembering that one of the things that we're looking at is how long you've been delivering this talk. The second segment would be that 30-minute to 45-minute arena, right, where you have enough time to start to build relationship with them, remembering that we're always talking about how much relationship or do we have with these people, or how much relationship do they have with you, because they could be building relationship without ever having met you, remembering that. But I find that in that 30 to 45-minute window, we are either still wanting to do something very low-end. It could still be the freebie. And in some instances, they won't allow you to sell anything, and you want to look at how you can utilize your freebie. Or it could be maybe a $97 to, say, a $597 range, kind of depending on how good you are at delivering the talk that you're doing and converting. Right? Have you ever converted from that talk before? I have, you know, if you've heard my story of the first time I spoke at a luncheon, I went in, I did a talk, I made a $97 offer, and after that talk, I had 21 people fill out the form, they filled out the form and handed it to me, so I made about $2,000 from that speaking engagement, which was about, I think I had between 20 and 30 minutes on that one. So it's a closer to a 30-minute window. So that would be in that position. And then if you're looking at maybe you've had 45 minutes to an hour and a half, in that time frame, I've seen people go as high as $2,000 or $3,000. Again, remembering how long have you been delivering this talk, how good are you at what that looks like, you know, can you convert it? And so don't just throw yourselves out to the wolves. Really understand that there's a real strategy here. Now, you want to always have some form of a call to action. And it may be that you're offering what I call strategy sessions, but consultations of some sort. Maybe it's an assessment of where they are in your arena of expertise at this moment, right? Something, we want to have something where we have the next level of engagement. The other thing I wanted to share with you here about that is that if you are teaching a webinar or teleseminar online, then obviously you can have a link right there that's easy for them to click on and go on to schedule an appointment with you, fill out a form, place an order, whatever that looks like. If you are, and this is really for my techies out there, techies pay attention, if you are doing an in-person speaking engagement, so many times I hear people say, well, I'll just have them, I'll give them the link and they can complete it and place their order. I want you to know, people need to fill out the form. Number one, you don't have a clue whether there's going to be great internet wherever you're speaking. You cannot rely on that, right? Filling out a form, there's something that happens in their brain when they're actually writing with their pen. So just stay kind of conscious and aware of what's going on. Don't get too techie. Also, that is dependent upon your audience, remember? So you can get more information on this if you want to get, you know, created a little handout for you to be able to work through to make sure you're figuring out your call to action properly. I also created a video that talks more about this, and you can find that at decisiveminds.com/speaking-pays. decisiveminds.com/speaking-pays and get some more information on this topic. So fantastic. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll visit with our first guest of the show.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Fabulous, and we are back with our first guest of the show. Jackie, are you there?
Yes, hey, how you doing, Michelle?
I am doing fantastic. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, it's cool. I have too. I have your book in my hand, and I absolutely love it. So what I like to do, Jackie, is start by giving a bit of your official bio, and then I really want to get you to tell us the real story about, you know, how you got to where you are and what you're doing now, and then I would love to talk about your books if you're good with
yes.
that. Okay,
awesome.
Fantastic. So, guys, this is Jackie Woodside, and Jackie is a best-selling author, TED speaker, radio and television personality, and seminar leader who is passionate about the transformation of consciousness. Jackie's written two bestsellers, Calming the Chaos, A Soulful Guide to Managing Your Energy Rather Than Your Time, and What If It's Time for a Change? Jackie was featured along with Jack Canfield on the Wake Up TV show in 2015. She provides custom training programs, workshops, and keynote speeches for government and nonprofit organizations, businesses, and spiritual centers around the country. And I am so excited that you have joined us for the show today.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah. So tell us about your background, Jackie, and where did all of this come from, this decision to be focused on the transformation of consciousness?
Question. So I spent many years as a psychotherapist, had my own clinical practice, and I have to say for many, many years I felt this calling, you know, to be a speaker and teacher and trainer, but like a lot of people or everyone else, I didn't have the courage to go out and actually pursue it. And about 2005, my cousin came to me and told me that he was going to sell a family summer home that had been in our family for many generations, and if I wanted to buy it, it was time for me to get off it and go ahead and buy that. And, I was a full-time psychotherapist, and I couldn't just be like, oh, well, have a nice summer. And, you know, if you have an emergency, call 911 because I'm going to be at my summer home. So I had to reinvent myself. I had to reinvent my life and my career because I really wanted to buy that family property, and I didn't want to own a summer home that I didn't live in. That would be silly. So, you know, there's an expression in the 12-step programs that says, God is doing for me what I can't do for myself. Mm-hmm. And honest to God, that's what I feel like. I didn't have the courage to really, you know, just get off it and go transform my life to be a teacher and a speaker. And yet when I had this opportunity to use it or lose it, I was either going to buy that summer property from my family and keep it in the family, or I was going to lose it. That was my impetus to say, it's time for a change. That's what I wrote my first book, Living at My Summer Home, the Time for a Change book. And I redesigned my life, and I created my signature product called the Life Design Program out of what it took for me to go from a very cushy, comfortable six-figure income and as a clinician to, you know, earning $25,000, $30,000 my first year as a full-time teacher and speaker. And where I am today, which is just, you know, crazy, crazy, ridiculously happy and honored and blessed to be doing the work that I do. I can't believe people pay me to just really to pursue and to live my passion. I'm one of those people that I can say believe that your dreams can come true.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
and so,
thank you.
I don't want to forget to do this, so I'm going to do it right now because I want to be sure that everybody has your website, which is Jackie Woodside, Woodside, and Jackie's Jackie, so JackieWoodside.com, right?
Yeah, that is it. Yeah, okay. Go and take a look, and would love to hear from people, sure.
Yeah, and so I have your book in my hand, and I want to say just fantastic book. I can see why it's a bestseller. I enjoy a book that gets like straight to the point and mm-hmm. has checklists and do this versus that and all of that great stuff. So guys, you know, I know my audience is a lot like me. So when I like a book, I know they like a book. So they need to go check this out, Calming the Chaos. And are your books on your website? I looked yesterday and I don't remember if I
Yeah, they're on my website, and
they're
sure,
if
you would love to have people order it for me directly on my website, and of course, they can find them on Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well. So, Calming the Chaos, right? How could it not do well in the culture that we're living in, you know, writing a book called Calming the Chaos? Wherever I go, it doesn't matter if I'm at a party or my son's soccer game or at a business meeting, you know, wherever I go and I tell people the title of that book, everybody's like, oh my gosh, you know, tell me about your book. I need that book.
That's it. I mean, that is where we're living. And you know, for my audience who are pretty much all entrepreneurs, there's so many pieces in here that I hear them talking about so often. And so, you have a whole section in here on the power of focus. And you are a big believer that, you know, that's the conversation for an entrepreneur to be extremely successful is really to get focused on, you know, those whatever it is time for you to focus on at this moment. And there's a great chapter in here, guys, about busy versus productive. And I love that you had this conversation because that's often what I say to people. It's like, you know, be sure you're not just busy.
Right. It's so easy to stay
really
busy today, right, Michelle? I mean,
that's
there's
right.
always going to be things calling you to, you know, pay attention to me, do this, do that. And, you know, I say if you're not planning and designing your life, someone else will do it for you. Don't worry about that. You will have things to do.
Yeah, so I wanted to start our conversation with this little conversation around, or a little, it's not this, it's not a little conversation, but a little conversation around the whole idea of busy versus productive, because you have a lot of great, overwhelmed versus enthusiastic, or chaotic versus centered. So I really just kind of wanted to get your philosophy on this whole conversation of busy versus productive.
Yeah, great. Thank you for asking. And, you know, Michelle, it speaks volumes about you that you picked out the most important segment of the book for us to talk about. So, you know, you are an astute businesswoman. I do think it's one of the most important distinctions in the book, being busy versus being productive. What happens is because life is coming at us at a, you know, very, very rapid pace, I say that our neurology has not kept up with our technology. So many of us are walking around on neurological overwhelm, meaning there's too much in our head at any given time to keep it all straight and keep it organized, which is what keeps us all so chronically busy. But nobody wants to be chronically busy. When I teach this in a workshop, I'll say to people, what's the energy of that word? When you say, I'm so busy, what's the energy of that? And, you know, the whole room is just like, oh, my God, I'm exhausted and I'm overwhelmed and I'm stressed and I'm frantic and I can't keep things straight. Exactly, right? There's this whole felt sense to it, and people haven't learned the skills and the strategies, the distinctions to live a productive life. And, you know, what's the energy of that word? It feels good. It feels accomplished. It feels like I'm actually moving someplace in my life. Right, exactly. So there's on one level, the, you know, kind of the ethereal level, if you will, the energy level, there's the energy of that word, but yet there's also a skill set that goes with being productive rather than being busy. And, you know, as you see in the book, I go through what that skill set is. And a lot of it is really, you know, first of all, focus, knowing where you're going, knowing what the plan is to get there. And I don't mean the 3 to 5 year long range plan. I'm talking about what are you doing today at what time that's going to be bringing you closer to your ideal life. And, you know, when people start getting that clear and that organized, and I say a disorganized mind creates a disorganized life, and the converse of that is true, an organized mind will create an organized life. And it is amazing how much more people get done when they actually stop each day and do a planning period. So it's one of the, you know, planful versus chaotic. You know, when you stop and spend 20 minutes at the end of your day planning your next day, spend a half hour at the end of the week planning your next week. What am I actually working on? What am I actually going to accomplish? And then, of course, scheduling that in time and not keeping it in your head.
Yeah, there was a couple of great sentences in here that I had highlighted that you wrote, when you're driven, and by, that defines me and my audience, by the way. When you're driven, there is a pressured sense that does not let you rest. Focus, on the other hand, sees a clear path toward an end. And I loved that distinction, right, of staying focused in that in that direction. So
because driven never lets up. You know, driven is a way of being. I'm type AAA, like probably most of your listeners are, and I know you are yourself. I love being accomplished. I love being a contribution to people and the planet and evolution of humanity. I mean, I'm all about that. And yet I don't want to live with that sense of being pressured and like, I got to get it done. I got to get it done. And if you don't, you know, take the time to step back and say, okay, you know, where am I going? Why am I going there? And how am I going to get it done? I mean, it just creates such a sense of clarity. So when I'm on all out 100%. When I'm off, I'm all off because, you know, because it tells me in my calendar I'm spending time with my son or I'm going to the apple cider party with my family or I'm at church enjoying some spiritual fulfillment. I'm not at church thinking about the blog post I have to write. Or I'm not doing the blog post wishing that I were, you know, at church having some meditation time. You know, I'm actually able to be present in the moment.
Which actually leads me to the other section I really enjoyed early on in the book where you talk about awareness. You talk a lot about, you know, the awareness of how you use your time and your energy and things like that. And it kind of goes hand in hand, right, in that whole being clear and aware of what this time is, like you just, you know, the examples you just used, or is it time for your blog post? Is it time for that attention to be placed
A lot of people create their own, if you will, and that's not to say that we all don't have kind of too much going on or, you know, at least a lot of opportunity in front of us all the time, but when you walk around saying, oh, gosh, I'm so busy, or, oh, I don't have time for that, it's one of the things I coach my people around, either students in the program that, you know, that I teach or my coaching, is just don't say that. Don't say, I don't have time for that. I mean, I'm doing as much, if not more, than most people I know, but what I say is I'm just not choosing to spend my time that way right now. Which is true, by the way, because if you're alive having this conversation, you've got time. So there's certain ways that you can just start noticing through self-awareness where you are in fact causing or adding to the pressure that you feel by the way that you're holding the sense of what you're doing. I heard this great quote recently that stress is when you're actively engaged doing things that don't matter to you, and passion is when you're actively engaged doing that which you love. So
yeah.
I want to live in the zone of passion, and I don't feel stressed. I mean, I'm doing a lot, you know, writing books and writing blogs and traveling and speaking around the country, coaching my clients, but, you know, there's a way that I'm actively engaged in it that feeds me and feeds my energy rather than drains me and leaves me feeling depleted.
Yeah, there's actually a section in your book where you, like, let people go through and kind of check, you know, you have a checklist.
Yeah.
To have them check on where they are, right, in this whole, I think you called it
the energy drain inventory.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, the energy drain. Yeah, well, I'm a coach, mm-hmm. right? Coaches love checklists. We love self-assessment inventories, right? That's just part of what we do, and that's the best way to be able to really look. And if you start, I mean, it's just so concrete. You know, I love using those kinds of inventories, because when you go through it and, you know, things like, are you constantly running behind? Do you constantly feel pressure? Do you have difficulty keeping track of things? Is your physical environment disorganized and cluttered? You know, things like that. And you just go through and you see it right in front of you in black and white. You know, this checklist, it's like, wow, you know, no wonder I feel like I feel, because I'm not engaged in activities and habits that are really going to support my sense of wellness and my sense of feeling passionate rather than drained and stressed.
Very cool. Very cool. So we only have a few minutes before we go back to break, so I want to just do a couple of things. Number one, anything super special you have coming up or anything you want to share with everyone?
Oh, gosh, you know, so many things coming up. I think I was just telling my spouse last night, I think I'm speaking like 16 times in the next 4 or 5 weeks. So, you know, I have a lot of engagements coming up. But I guess mostly what I want people to know is my life design course starts in January. The life design course really is heart and soul with calming the chaos, because if you're not designing your life, somebody's going to be doing it for you. So that's on my website under the curriculum for conscious living. It's my 3-part program that really has you go deep and design just, you know, a kick butt life that you love, a business that supports you. So whether you're an entrepreneur or retired, going through some kind of a life change, really looking at mindfully and intentionally designing your life in alignment with who you are, who you want to be in the world. It's just a killer program. And that starts in January. And if you're not local to me in Massachusetts, there's an e-course online as well.
Oh, awesome. Very cool. So what would be the big takeaway for everyone from you today?
Yeah, you know, I guess the thing that's working me these days is for people to start recognizing and living with the audacious notion that your life matters. That the way that you're living matters, that the way that you're planning and organizing your life, you know, the way that you live your days is the way that you live your life. And, you know, to really start paying attention to the quality that you are putting into your each and every day so that you're fully present for your clients, for your spouse, for your kids, for your parents. I'm one of those sandwich generation, caring for elderly parents and also a young child. So, mm-hmm. so many places that I want to be fully plugged in, engaged in life. And the only way I can do that is to be clear, be present, and really know that I'm living my purpose by being able to look at my planning, look at my schedule, and know that all my values are being met. So live with the audacious notion that your life really matters.
Very cool. Big stuff. I know that I remember from the back of your book, you talk about dreams and intentions and setting those. I saw that there's quite a bit of extensive travel that you would like to do when you set your intention.
Yeah, absolutely right, the intentions list. Yeah, I do love to travel. You know, we do an international trip every year or two as a family. We spend our summers at my summer home in upstate New York. And, of course, I've a couple of times as well. So, yeah, you know, we just whether it's travel for business, I mean, which I do a lot of, so I really love to just travel with those two favorite people in my life, my spouse and my little boy.
Awesome. Well, it's been so great having you here on the show with us. And, guys, the book is fantastic, so be sure you get a copy of it, Calming the Chaos, and you can visit Jackie at jackiewoodside.com. And, again, Jackie, just thank you.
Hey, Michelle, thank you. And I just really want to acknowledge you. You know, you are out there in the world making a just a killer difference in so many people's lives. Everyone that I know that's ever worked with you or attended your events has nothing but just amazing praise for you, how smart you are, how quick you get to the point. I'm just really honored to at least have a few minutes with you and to be a colleague with you in creating this show. So just really thank you for who you are in the world and for living out loud.
Oh, thank you so much, Jackie. I appreciate it. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our second guest of the show. Bye-bye.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Working hard but not making money? Are you ready to finally start being paid what you are worth? Learn how business strategy coach Michelle Sism and her clients are creating 6+ figure businesses. Check out Michelle Sism's free video series where she reveals her step-by-step strategy for creating consistent cash flow in your business. You can learn more at highlypaidauthority.com.
Awesome, and we are back for our second guest of the show. Randy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, very good. I'm so excited to have you here on the show with us.
Well, thank you.
So listen, Randy, what I like to do is I like to do just, you know, a bit of your official bio and then kind of let you tell us how you came around to doing what it is that you're doing in the world today. So if you're good with that, that's how we'll get started.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, fantastic. So, guys, this is Randy Guttenberger. And Randy's been a certified professional behavior analyst and executive coach in Houston since 1996, specializing in behavior styles and communication between people. Randy helps companies improve employee relationships, assist with hiring the right people, and achieve executive team synergy. Randy works with many hospitals, but also with nonprofit organizations and churches, coaching executives and directors, and also couples, individuals, and families to have healthy minds and relationships. So, again, Randy, I just wanted to welcome you to the call or to the show today.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
So tell us more, Randy. First of all, you need to know that I am a human behavior junkie. Just absolutely love it. So I was so excited when I looked at your website and saw what you were up to. I know this is going to be a fantastic conversation today. But, you know, tell us how you got to this. What brought you to human behavior, professional behavior?
Well, in a nutshell, I went to work with the Boy Scouts as an executive in 1988, and they trained us with a national training management program, which included behavioral assessments.
Mm-hmm.
I found those to be dynamic insights into people's minds, understanding how they think. I now call it the software to the mind. It doesn't dictate who you are, but it does identify how your thoughts shape towards problems, people, pace, and procedures. And when you understand that about people, you can communicate with them so much more effectively. You understand where they're coming from, why they say what they say. And I found working with the thousands of volunteers that I had in the scouting county of PACs and troop committees that I could communicate with people very effectively. And as they turn over every 3 to 4 years because their kids move on from elementary to high school or junior high, I had to manage the turnover to make sure those groups kept functioning administratively. And then I had a district committee. And so training and administration, the program, and all the different facets, I built great teams, and I just found I had a knack for it. I discovered it about myself, which I didn't know. And the tools made it possible. And since then, 96, I left and started my own coaching to bring tools and insights to people. Very simple concept, because I found they weren't using them. They weren't getting promoted. And I knew someday people would be doing this more, and I'd say, I've been doing it for 20 years. And I think that's kind of happened now. And mm-hmm. It's grown now. I deal with motivators and other dynamics and tools, how the mind functions. And I just love it because it brings solutions to people, sometimes looking for them for decades.
Yeah, very cool. I noticed that you work with DISC. And I was a Mary Kay sales director back in the early 90s, and that's when I was introduced to DISC. And like you, just kind of fell in love with the idea of the assessment and the awareness of, you know, for me, being a big old D, okay, a DC, by the way, but being that very direct-driven, decisive kind of person that I am, really thinking the entire world was just like me, gosh, it was a big eye opener.
Yeah, there's
sure.
very few think like you.
Yes, very few think like me. I have very much learned that over the last 20 years. So,
we add the motivators. Why are you driven? Because the DISC measures your behavior style, how you perceive things, not why. And then you have learning styles, love languages, you have gifts, and you have competencies, and you have experiences. And all these different things make us who we are. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
The newest piece that I've added to it is how the mind works. How does your brain communicate instinctive thought to your conscious mind? And that is where the human being errs, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. We have this instinctive computer 90 miles an hour, fostering thoughts and emotions all day long, 24/7, to our conscious mind. And we have to capture that and manage it. And it runs 24/7 because its purpose is to protect us from danger. Mm-hmm. But because we have these feelings of fear and anxiety and stress, we tend to believe them. But a lot of them aren't real. And we need to override them. And the reason they run 24/7 is because if we didn't have that history in our head, we would tend to chase the ball across the street and forget to look for a car and we'd get hit. So we need to embrace this 24/7 noise that's trying to protect us, but it does not need to dictate to us.
Very cool. So in your bio, it said that you're working with churches and nonprofits. And so are they bringing you in because they're having some internal struggles? How are they utilizing this information? What do you see the change for them being?
They don't have the time. The ministers don't have the time to solve these problems with their, and the people can't solve it. And so they keep going to the minister for the solution, but that's not their gift or skill. And so I come in and offer a perspective that supports their beliefs, but at the same time gives this person solutions and a new analysis to help them change their perspectives based on science with coaching and management and counseling and spiritual principles all in one. And they find it so refreshing that someone understands how they think, gets why they feel what they do, shows them very quickly what techniques to use to free themselves from their instinctive mind and be assertive with themselves, and how to interact with their mate or their children. And the problems that come to the ministers are usually because a person's just got too much anxiety and they can't fix it, or they can't get along with their mate, or they can't get along with their teenager, because teenagers tend to talk back. So in understanding relationships is where our sometimes dysfunction's too much of a strong word, but our errant thinking manifests itself in our relationships. And the reason is our instinctive mind feels and develops at a young age a lot of history and emotions and wounds or perceptions that didn't become real, and they go dormant until you enter into those relationships later in life.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is extremely fascinating, especially for, I just love all of that. I believe that all people really want, no matter what type of business you're building, is to be heard and understood, or at a minimum feel like they are heard and understood. And when we really grasp the concept that you are talking about, right, understanding, number one, that not everybody's the same, number two, that you know, why do they look at things the way they look at things, and how can we recognize that? Because we can recognize that. It changes everything. And so for my audience who is mostly small business owners and entrepreneurs, what I want to say to you is what Randy is saying is the same for you and extremely important. So understanding these, you know, the way people act and why they do is going to give you better relations with your team. Better relations with any employees.
Absolutely. And in
better
the workplace.
With clients. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And in the workplace, the CEO would say, Randy, fix my people. I got a VP, great guy, good skill sets, but I'm just not getting the return on investment that I wanted. Don't want to fire him and go with somebody else that's a, you know, shot in the dark. See what you can do. So I had to go in there and fix this real quick. Problem was, and I usually can figure out it's one of four things. Then I give them the solution, and then they get their sights aligned so they can function. And it's amazing how it works. And I've proven it out over time. And so I just keep staying with what works and what is sound. And so the employees then understand themselves better. Their communications with their staff is better. They take it home. Often they bring me home with them to do their family. And mm-hmm. then I do the teams or the executive team or the departments. And then I help them with the coaching or the hiring. However they move forward. And, you know, over time you do have a change in personnel, so we got to bring the rest of the team up to speed with where the ones that know the material and how to interact are. So there's lots of applications. The problem, the challenge is people keep bringing these issues to the workplace and we hire them.
Right.
We're paying for this. You know, just like you didn't understand the DC. You want to do a good job. You don't want to be a bad employee. You go to work somewhere, and all of a sudden you're telling people how things ought to be, and they're like, wait.
Mm-hmm.
You need to soften up a little bit. You go, no, this is how we're going to do that. They don't understand. You're being you, and you're just wanting to be a wonderful performer, mm-hmm. and you're needing to interact with them on their level, and they can't think as fast and as analytical and quick as you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they have a real high intellect, you know, but the behavior style wouldn't keep up.
Yeah.
And so no one's trying to be a bad performer, but it doesn't mean that we understand what we need to do to be a great performer.
Yeah, I think the other thing you said was that it's you know, it's a learning shift for life, because it's not just you go in and you work with them in their business environment, it rolls over to their family environment. You know, when I first started getting trained in these areas, and at that point my children were still very young. They were 10 years old in that area, and you know, to come home and realize that I have, you know, a daughter who's a DI, I have a son who's an SC, and I'm so very, you know, we're all very different, but I was clear in who they were because I understood then how they made decisions and why they made them. And I tell people all the time that, you know, my children are now 25 and 21, and we never had the teenager talk back stuff. We never, you know, there were no issues. I was clear that my D had to make some decisions. It was just that I set them up so that they were my decisions, but she got to choose which one she did first, right? And I knew I had to hug and love on the SC. So, it rolls over into everything we do. When I owned the trucking company and when I would go to hire an employee, right? It helped me to see what type of individual I should be hiring and what questions should I be asking. So if we were just kind of, we don't have a lot of time, but to give them maybe a heads up on how to to see the differences? Is there something they should be looking for in particular? Is there a question they can ask, or what can we give them?
Well, regarding the behavior style, and the reason we start with the DISC, and there's many other behavioral assessments out there, but I found
mm-hmm.
DISC to be so valid, and it does define the natural person versus how they alter their mindset at work and the expectation of what I got to do to perform. You want to approach people as if they're an S first, which is an introvert who wants to avoid problems. They're very private and quiet, respectful and traditional. And that's because most of the world have the high S trait in the software of their mind. And it's hilarious to deal with them because they can be the passive-aggressive ones, remember, like an elephant. But you have to introduce yourself, be formal, greet them. If there's a high D, they're going to interrupt you and get to the point. Okay, well, here's what we got to do. We only got 5 minutes. You know, why are you here? And let's get going. The high I, which is the inspiring person that wants to relate, is going to start telling a story. They can't stand to not talk and let you do all the talking. They're going to be talking with you and start sharing a story. And the high C will wait till you're done and ask questions and get out of the pen and take details. But if you approach people as an S first, you can quickly move to the other styles much more efficiently.
That's a great approach. I hadn't really thought of that either, that the majority of them do have some level of the S. You're right.
Well, if you approach them as a D, which, you know, you and I naturally would,
right,
we're going to put them off because we didn't greet them. We didn't ask how their kids were, or what their feelings were like, what they had to go through today just to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And an I, if you approach them with a task right up front, their energy is going to get drained. It's like putting kryptonite on Superman. It just drains them. And so they tend to procrastinate and go talk about things instead of the task at hand.
Right.
And the C's will want to get into the detail real quick. So everybody's a little different, and that's what makes it fun, and you can pick it up. But it's powerful that every phrase we say, pretty much in the English language, and this stuff is valid worldwide, by the way, but in the English language, every phrase we use is a D, I, S, or C statement.
Mm-hmm.
So if you learn to listen to people and read their body language, you can figure out real quick how they think. You talk on their wavelength, which I call the radio band. You know, if you tune into that band, you can pick up that station. And you can listen to them and talk to them. And it's much more clean and efficient of a conversation.
I was actually at a conference this last week in Dallas, and most of the people in that conference had just been through DISC training about 2 weeks prior. And so they had us at tables working on a project. And I, of course, took control of the table because I am the big OD, right? And so there's another gentleman sitting at the table, and he says, "Michelle, excuse me, are you a D?" And I said, "Yes, DC." And he said, "Yeah, we couldn't get along." I just thought it was so funny because the awareness for most of the room was so new to the whole idea of behavioral styles. And I thought, better check that D in me, right? Because sometimes
I
forget.
I would say he's explaining that he doesn't have the energy to keep up with the D. Correct. I tell people that a high D is wired as a 220 volt. And if you touch a 220 volt, you're going to fry. Yeah, the I, S, and C are on a 110 volt. And so
the
ISC types don't want to talk to a D unless they really want a problem solved, because they're going to get fried, just like plugging a curling iron into the dryer prong, if you could do it, you know, it just melts it in a heartbeat. And the reason is the D's can come back with so many Gatling gun issues that people aren't aware and ready for them. They bring a problem to the D loves it, but the D will say, "You know, while we're at it, let me talk about three other things."
Yeah.
And you go, "What? Whoa, I don't have any material on that. What are you talking about? I'm not prepared, I'm embarrassed," or whatever. And so that's how that behavior throws other people off.
Yeah, it is brilliant, I tell you. It's, you know, I have my own team go through the assessments. We did DISC with them. We did a couple of other assessments with them to really show them how each other was thinking, right? And how I am thinking and why I'm always wanting everything done yesterday and the change that I've seen in my team over the last year has just been phenomenal, because now they get it. and they're clear. And a couple of them, what was interesting was that we realized actually that there were a couple of them who maybe were in the wrong position. And we switched them over to doing some different things, and they're happier and more is getting done. And so it's really that level of importance as far as I'm concerned.
That's exactly the point, is it's not what you are, it's do you know what to do about it and how to interact with others when you discover what they are. I had a director one time say, okay, I got a person written up, I'm ready to fire them. I don't want to not use you, but I don't want to bring you this problem late in the game. What can you do? So I never met the other person. I asked questions and kind of figured out the other person was a high D working for this one. I said, well, you're not challenging them enough. You need to tell them that they're the most valuable person you have. Even though when they saw each other in the hallway, they'd go opposite ways. The other person was disruptive and negative and all kinds of things that break down team morale. I said, go get them, pull them in, and give them chores you don't want to do. Give them tasks you don't want to do. Tell them they're special. Give them one thing to go slay a dragon on and come back and get another. Make them a right-hand utility expert, you know, sniper for you on all your projects, and tell them this is going to be great training for you down the road. And she said, are you kidding? And I said, no, try it. What do you have to lose? She said, I guess you're right. She came back 3 weeks later and said, this is my best employee. I cannot believe such a change so quickly. We now look for each other in the office. We're best friends. We've become great friends. 7 years later, I'm doing an update with new staff with the DISC and other dynamics in the office. And that CNO, that director's now a CNO, came by and told that story. And she said, Randy knows his stuff. This material is dynamic. Listen to it. It'll teach you. I almost fired a great employee because I didn't know what to do with them. The problem wasn't my employee. It was me not knowing how to manage them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great success.
Awesome, Randy. I could stay in this conversation forever. I just looked up and went, oop, we're supposed to go to break. So let's do a couple of things. Let's tell them real quick what your website is, how they can get in touch with you, and anything else that you want to share with them right before we go to break.
You bet. Cerros Inc., www.cerosinc.com. Cerros is the end of the word rhinoceros. It's a nose-horned animal. Rhino is nose, Cerros is horn. So Cerros Inc., and I tell about the rhino to have a conscious mind, thick skin, blaze new trails, take charge of your life. And 281-703-6782 if they want to call and share what problem they want to solve or what goal they want to achieve.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Randy. This has been a lot of fun having you on the show today. And, guys, be sure you go check out his website, Cerros, Cerros, Inc., INC.com. So thanks, Randy.
Well, you bet. Anytime I can help, let me know.
All right, sounds great. All right. Okay, guys, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to wrap up the show.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Awesome. What another, just another fantastic show, wouldn't you say? I mean, Jackie was fabulous. Jackie Woodside, she helped us get the show started. Be sure that you go check out her books. The one I have is called Calming the Chaos. I need to get the second book ordered. This one was so fantastic. You can find out more about Jackie at JackieWoodside.com. And then we just had a fabulous conversation with Randy Guttenberger. And Randy's from CeroSinc.com, CeroSinc.com. If you've been listening to the show at all over the last couple of years, you know that I am all about understanding the personalities and the behaviors of human beings. When you are clear, it not only changes the shape of your business, the look of your business, the success of your business, but it also changes your life. And I know it had such a huge impact on mine. Whether it is you understanding DISC or Myers-Briggs or the many, many, many other assessments, just be sure that you become, it's important for you to become a student of human nature, because, you know, we talk about it a lot. We talk about sales. We talk about conversion, speaking, all of these things. Everything has to do with relationship. And relationship is all about the other person feeling like they're heard, like they're understood, right? I want you to think about what it feels for you when you're working with someone as their client or their customer and you're treated right. They've created an experience that you want to be part of. And I want to see you do the same for your clients. And so I'm super excited to that Jackie and Randy were actually the last two guests on the show. I haven't shared with you guys, but you are listening to the last show for Take Action, Get Profits Radio, and it's been a fantastic 2 years. I wanted to, you know, sometimes you come to that juncture in your business where it's time to go to the next step. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm really excited to be doing more in-person training, getting to see and meet more people just like you. And so that's what's coming. The radio show has been absolutely phenomenal. It's been a game changer as far as my business goes. And so if you are in that thought process of maybe you should be the one hosting this show, maybe it's your time, I want you to reach out to Tony Gambone, Wendy Gambone at Tough Talk Radio. Tony and Wendy have just been phenomenal in this process of me hosting this radio show. I am one of those people who likes to have it all done for you, and I show up and be the best host I can possibly be. And I can tell you that's exactly what this is when you work with Tough Talk Radio. So be sure, Tony, Wendy, I love you guys. Thank you so much for everything you have done for me, for my show, for my business, for promoting me, for giving me the visibility. That has been fantastic. And then also I want to say a big old thank you to my team, but especially to Joan Pelzer, who's been out there. She is my social media queen, and you know, she's out there promoting and promoting my guests and promoting the show and talking with everyone on social media, and it's so very important, right? When you are looking at a strategy, a tool in your business that's going to market and get you out in front of bigger audiences, then you want to be sure you're utilizing every single aspect of it that you can. And so thank you, thank you, thank you, Joan. I love you too in everything that you do. So guys, you know, I just want to say it's time for you to take the action, to do what's necessary, to stay focused, to build your business, not just listen and learn, and I know a lot of you do. If you don't take the action on what you learn, what good is it for you, right? Go take the action. Go pick up the phone. go schedule the conversation to have with your next potential client. Go book a speaking engagement so you can get in front of the room, right? Just go build your business. Do what you're supposed to do. Stay very focused and live your legacy. Create for the future. Create for today. So this is Michelle Sism saying be decisive. I love each and every one of you, and we will talk again soon. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.